This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump Monday began a fourth day of treatment for COVID-19 at a military hospital outside Washington, D.C., with the severity of his illness under unclear, barely 4 weeks before Americans go to the polls to decide whether to reelect him. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the president is meeting with doctors treating him to assess his progress. The administration is optimistic he could be discharged from Walter Reed Medical Center later in the day. After tweeting a video Sunday that he is, quote, getting great reports, end quote, from his doctors, the president promised a little surprise for his supporters outside the hospital where he's being treated. That was a drive around for them. The decision was condemned by one attending physician at Walter Reed as irresponsible. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said Monday she tested positive for COVID-19. Adding she would begin quarantining and that the White House medical unit does not list any members of the press as close contacts. McEnany added in a statement, quote, moreover, I definitively had no knowledge of Hope Hicks's diagnosis prior to holding a White House press briefing Thursday, referring to President Donald Trump's advisor, whose positive test results were revealed last Thursday, hours before Mr. Trump announced he and his wife had also contracted the deadly coronavirus. At a news conference, WHO Health Emergencies Program Director Michael Ryan says the pandemic will be with us for some time, but that we can interrupt the routes of transmission and save lives.
The pandemic will continue to evolve, but we also know we have the tools that work to suppress transmission and save lives right now, and they are at our disposal. The future depends on the choices we collectively make about how we use those tools, develop, scale up, and distribute others.
You can read more about these on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Malaysian Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin said Monday he would go into quarantine for 14 days after coming into contact with a minister who had tested positive for COVID-19. The 73-year-old premier said he'd been at a meeting Saturday with the religious affairs minister to discuss the country's rising number of coronavirus infections. That minister tested positive 2 days later, Monday, the prime minister said, adding all his own tests so far had come back negative. The U.S. Supreme Court returned to work Monday for the first time since liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death and heard arguments in two cases, opening its new term as Senate Republicans pursued quick confirmation of President Donald Trump's conservative nominee to replace her. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
President Trump's nominee for Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat, Amy Coney Barrett, could be on the bench in time for one of the term's biggest cases, post-election day arguments in the latest Republican bid to strike down the Affordable Care Act. Trump has also said he wants her in place for any election-related cases. Her confirmation would cement a 6-3 conservative majority that might roll back abortion rights, expand gun rights, and shrink the power of government. I'm Julie Walker.
The eight remaining justices met by telephone. Wall Street gained ground and crude prices rose Monday as investor risk appetite was stoked by renewed stimulus optimism and news of President Donald Trump's health progress. Positive health updates regarding Mr. Trump and a flurry of deal activity helped European stocks advance. Crude prices jumped as certainties abated and were further supported by an escalating oil worker strike in Norway, where Equinor shut down four of its offshore oil and gas fields. The 2020 Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine has been awarded to scientists Harvey J. Alter and Charles M. Rice of the United States and Michael Houghton of Britain for their, quote, seminal discoveries, end quote, into the identification of hepatitis C virus. The Nobel Committee said in a statement the three scientists, quote, have made a decisive contribution to the fight against blood-borne hepatitis, a major global health problem that causes cirrhosis and liver cancer in people around the world, end quote. The advances have helped lead to new ways treating and curing hepatitis C. The prestigious award comes with a gold medal and prize money of over $1.1 million, courtesy of a bequest left by Swedish inventor Alfred Nobel. The other prizes are physics, chemists, literature, peace, and economics. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.